Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. One of the great things about Pensacola is that we are all helping each other out during good times and bad, and we always have to get by with a little help from our friends. And this morning, I'm excited to have Jennifer Harrison here. She is the event coordinator for Representative Michelle Saltzman, and Michelle Saltzman and Feeding the Gulf Coast are about to have another food distribution event coming up this weekend. Getting by with a little help from our friends.
That's
for
right.
Sure. How are you, Jennifer?
I'm well, Meg. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm excited that y'all are doing this. The timing couldn't be better. A lot of folks are hurting right now.
Yeah.
So tell me all about it.
Yeah. So we try to do these 3 to 4 times a year. It's a food distribution, literally what it says. We get volunteers out there and get sponsors that come on and help us put all this on. And we literally give box food to families.
Incredible. So first of all, give us the time and the date and the where, and then we'll talk a little bit about how all this came about.
Yeah. So it is this Saturday, May 16th. This time it's going to be at Marcus Point Baptist Church again. We set up in the back parking lot so people can line up. We'll have the sheriff's department there with signage that will tell you where to pull in. And they line up, and we literally have volunteers that fill boxes. And so the cars will start running through at 7:30. We tell everybody they can line up at 6, but I'm not going to lie. We have people that get there like midnight the night before.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of people hurting still.
Yeah.
So, we did our last one in November, and so this one we're doing this month, right before summer, right before school gets out, so families can get, box full of a couple weeks worth of food.
Yeah, it makes a difference.
Yeah.
Well, you have 30,000 pounds of food to give away. The hope is to be able to give that to 300 families, so that's good.
Yep.
That's a large amount.
Yep.
But like you said, you got to get there early.
Yeah, get now, there early.
I'm curious now, what would be typically in a box of food?
So
what does that include?
Usually there is fresh fruits and vegetables of some sort.
Because often it's just canned goods and things.
It depends where. This time we're going through Feeding the Gulf Coast, so they're
good.
Able to help us get as much fresh as possible. And then some sort of protein, usually a drink of some sort, whether it's dairy or whatever.
Juices, maybe.
Juices, yeah, things like that. Then canned goods that can last, usually canned vegetables, pastas sometimes
right.
in there.
Soups maybe.
Yeah, soups,
things like that
are storable and long and, can feed the bulk. So
okay, so a lot of people are involved with this effort. Of course, Representative Saltzman, and then Feeding the Gulf Coast. But I see a whole list of partners here. Do
right.
we want to say thank you to some of those folks?
Of course. So of course, Michelle Saltzman is kind of leading the charge, and
she couldn't
be
here. She's in Tallahassee today.
She's in Tallahassee. Yep. And then, like I said, Feeding the Gulf Coast is our food partner. The Sheriff's Department always does all our traffic and our signage and help people keep in line. Northwest Florida Health Network came on this time. Kevin Stevens from ECUA, he's every time he's a sponsor. He's like, sign me up every time. United Rentals brings us our forklift.
Oh, nice.
So we have a forklift to unload everything and move it around. Accentra Insurance is a new one this time that came on board. International Paper, of course, helps us supply our boxes,
of course.
Tape, things like that.
These are all the details you don't think about. So it's great that people are helping out, because there's a cost to all of this.
Oh, yeah. We literally get a pallet of food and we have to break it apart.
Wow.
And that's where IP comes in. They've been on with us since the beginning to, help us get those boxes so that we can give the food to all the guests coming through. Ace Unlocks, Aaron Erskine, Brian Kirby, Florida Insurance, everybody gives a little bit and, some just bring volunteers, some bring food or some bring money. It just depends on what they can do. I never turn away a volunteer. So anybody that wants to volunteer.
Yeah. Someone's listening this morning and they wanted to help out. I mean, do you have to get there? I would assume you have to pack up the boxes ahead of time.
Yes.
Is there a day that you do that?
Well, we do it all that morning. So most of my volunteers come 6 o'clock or earlier.
Okay.
So I know Matt and I will be there about 4:30.
Okay.
We kind of help get the table set, get everything ready for the truck. And then the truck will be there about 5. And so once my volunteers get there, we start putting together boxes and literally breaking down the pallets and filling them up.
Okay.
So we run it like an assembly line. Michelle likes to call it the Chick-fil-A of food distribution.
I was just talking about that with somebody yesterday. I actually went there yesterday and I saw this long line and I thought, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was in and out of there in like 3 minutes. I said, the world needs to be run. Yeah. They're so efficient.
Yeah. We try to get everybody through as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you get there, you're going to have to wait. But, you know, it just depends on what, if you want it, if you desperately need it, get there early.
Get there early.
Because we feed, you know, I split up the box. We save 300. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we can go a little over. It really just depends on what's on the truck, which I won't know until probably tomorrow.
Of course.
So we give as much as we can. You know, families can get a box per family. Mm-hmm. So
let me ask you this in terms of who qualifies for this. Is this anyone?
Anyone.
So they don't have to say they live in Escambia or Santa Rosa County or anything like that?
We invite anybody and everybody.
Okay. Yep. And it can be any age? I mean, are there any restrictions on that? Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. As long as you're, you know, in the car, driving the car, you know, we give you a box. We try to limit it to two per car.
Okay.
Only because we have so many in line.
Right.
So two families per car.
That makes sense.
They'll get, you know, two full boxes of everything off the truck.
Okay, this is amazing and such a great effort. It's the food distribution event that's going to be happening this Saturday, 7:30 a.m. while supplies last at Marcus Point Baptist Church. If you've got a question, now's the time to text it in. Jennifer's our expert. She's the coordinator of all these things. And she, let me just tell you, I just said to her, do you ever sleep?
I saw her. I sleep very well, actually.
I saw her at the Navy Days events and the Keena Richardson events. I said, goodness, girl gets around. And now she's doing this Saturday. So you don't even get Saturday off, right?
Yeah.
So if you have a question for her, she is the expert on all of these types of events here in Pensacola. 850-437-1620. Why do you do all of this?
Community's my heart. Mm-hmm. I mean, anything I can do. I try to fit in where I can. I mean, I can't be at everything. I try to be as much as I can, but, you know, things like this, or it just kind of happened when I started, you know, working with Michelle, and it warms your heart. You know, you're helping somebody directly. I mean, food is a necessity, and there's so many people hurting. So, and this is something that we're able to do, and we're able to get as many people as possible something that day.
Which is amazing and so important, and it's got to feel good to see people that are, you're just... You're helping, really, truly helping people in a way that they need the most.
Yeah. And helping families, too, because the kids, you know, the kids are, you know, our future. So, you know, the kids and the families, they need it, too. So it all kind of comes back to your basic things that you need to literally survive.
So let me ask this. If I wanted to donate, how would that work?
I can send a link to you that people can donate.
Possibly
if they want.
Business is listening that has food products.
Or they can contact me directly and I can meet up with them.
Okay.
You know, I'll give you my cell phone. They can text me and I can, you know, we don't do any food collection, but we do take, you know, if anybody wants to sponsor dollars.
Oh, there you go.
That'll just help us, you know, get more.
And can individuals donate money too? Okay.
Sure.
So if you can't be there for whatever reason, you can still help out by donating.
Yeah.
I wonder how much a box of food would cost.
I haven't broken it down by box, but I should do that.
That'd be an interesting. Yeah. I'd be curious to know what
that
is.
Yeah.
Okay. We're talking with Jennifer Harrison about the food distribution event this Saturday, 7:30 in Marcus Point Baptist Church here in Pensacola. We're going to be back. And if you have any questions, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Jennifer Harrison, talking about food distribution event coming up this Saturday, 7:30, Marcus Point Baptist Church. For folks that just joined us, tell us again what this is all about, Jennifer.
So we are basically having a food distribution, and we are giving out boxes of food to as many families as we can. Yeah, literally. That's
I
as
love
basic
it.
As it is.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And so many people are hurting right now, and it's such an amazing and important thing to do to help people out. And I was asking you earlier, a box of food, what if someone wanted to donate and they're thinking, like, how much could I get? I guess what I have isn't going to be enough.
Basically, the boxes that we're going to be putting together, about $15 a box.
So think about that. Mm-hmm. That's not a whole lot to have to give, and you can make a difference for a whole family. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do it. Do it today. Yeah. How do they get to you?
Yeah. Well, they donate? Can just text me 850-324-2744.
Okay.
And I will get you going.
Is there anywhere online that you can find the information about this event?
We have an event on social media, on Facebook. It's on Michelle's Facebook page, Representative Salzman's Facebook page. So we do have an event there.
Okay.
And we, of course, send out to the media and everywhere like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we keep it pretty simple.
Okay. So there's no requirements. You don't have to live in a particular county. If you are in need of food, then you are welcome to come to this event. Mm-hmm. And Jennifer was recommending that even though it starts at 7:30, no doubt folks are going to be getting there early, early.
Yes, yeah. So we start running the cars through at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
But get there earlier to make sure you're going to get in line.
Right.
You know, so we have people that'll get there early and just take a nap in their car until until we get started. So, you know,
it's
just
worth it.
Yeah.
It's worth it. And that food can last you quite a while.
Yeah.
So it can make a difference.
Yeah.
So we want to thank Representative Michelle Saltzman. She's in Tallahassee working on our behalf today, mm-hmm. but this is part of what she does as mm-hmm. our representative. And you do this more than once.
Yeah. We try to do it 3 to 4 times a year. Mm-hmm. Just depends on weather, depends on other things going on. We definitely do one kind of springtime.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely do one in November.
That one I'm familiar with.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we do a back to school one in August as well, where we actually give out backpacks.
I remember. Yes, mm-hmm. that's a great
one.
So
in
yeah.
August, we'll give away backpacks along with a box of food. November, we'll give away a Thanksgiving meal in a box
mm-hmm.
along with the box of food. So we try, depending on the time of year, we try to add something to it.
Okay, and just in case somebody might be listening that's not familiar with where Marcus Point Baptist Church is, how mm-hmm. do they get there?
So Marcus Point Baptist Church is at 6205 North W Street. So
it's big. You can't miss it.
You
big
can't,
parking lot.
Yeah, you can't miss it. And we'll, the Sheriff's Department is very kind where they actually put up those signs that turn here, food mm-hmm. distribution, all of that. So mm-hmm. they'll be out there with a whole squad of people that can help direct all the traffic.
Okay.
So they're a very big, the Escambia County Sheriff's Department is a big, big partner with us.
Well, they do an amazing job mm-hmm. with all of these
yeah.
events, I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing, just to clarify, this is a distribution event,
yes.
not a donation event.
Right.
So
we do not collect food there. We are giving out food. So
right.
we have a 18-wheeler that gets here at 5 a.m. and we literally unload it, box it up, and give it out. So we're not doing any sort of collection.
Gotcha. Okay.
Not like, yeah, we let Manna take care of all that.
And we certainly talk about them a lot here on News Radio, for sure. But this is a distribution event. So maybe you know a neighbor. Maybe you know a senior. Maybe you know somebody, a family that you know is struggling, and they might feel maybe a little too proud to come out to
right.
something like this. You could go on their behalf, correct?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know?
Yeah, you
maybe
can
help
come,
somebody out.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And then we also, we have a walk-up area. So we do have some people, usually a handful of people that'll walk up
mm-hmm.
or that get dropped off by a car.
Right.
You know, they get a ride there and they walk up and are able to get food. So we try to accommodate however many we can, depending on the situation.
Well,
so.
The weather's going to be good. We have
yes.
no, right now, 0% chance of rain Friday
it's
and Saturday.
It's going to be a beautiful,
so
beautiful Saturday.
Perfect day for this.
Yeah.
Each car will get a box of fresh food. And I love the fact that you also are including fresh produce.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a difference because
yeah.
a lot of times it is the best they can do is the canned goods,
right.
which is great. But that's the thing people are hurting. And plus the price of vegetables and fruit has gone
yeah.
up dramatically
yeah.
in the last year.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And Feeding the Gulf Coast is our new partner with this. And they...
Mm-hmm.
They assured me they get as much produce that's fresh that they can on the truck.
That's
and
amazing.
Then we're able to, you know, divide that up to give it to all the cars coming through. So.
That is great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm excited about this event. And again, it's going to be this Saturday, Marcus Point Baptist Church at 7:30. Cars line up early, early. So
early,
get
early.
Get there early. You can turn off the gas once you get parked
yep.
in line, right?
Yep.
Save the gas. And it's this Saturday while supplies last. But it sounds like you've done, what, about 300 families,
usually
I guess?
Usually, minimum 300. It just depends on what's on the truck.
Mm-hmm.
But usually, we guarantee it for at least the first 300.
Okay, that's
and
fantastic.
Then, yeah. If we have anything, you know, extra, we are able to fill that as many bites as we can. But we at least guarantee 300.
And if somebody wants to volunteer, should they contact you first?
Yeah, contact
me.
Contact me just so I'm aware you're going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't turn away volunteers. I'd rather have too many.
Right.
It makes it go a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause we'll have people that will, we have to make the boxes. We have to break down the pallets. We have to separate everything. And then we also have to fill the boxes and
right.
load the boxes in the cars.
Gotcha.
So there's a lot of different areas that you can, no matter what your capability are, I can find a job for
okay,
you.
Okay, so here I am thinking creatively.
Mm-hmm. As you do.
As I'm known to do. And I'm sitting here visualizing this whole thing in my mind. Mm-hmm. You need some guys with muscle.
That helps, especially with the loading into the cars.
I was going to say maybe some teenagers, football players, baseball players, guys and gals that are fit that can help.
Teenagers and sports teams are perfect because then they can get volunteer hours.
I was just saying, can you get community service hours for something like this?
Yeah.
Well, we're at the end of the year, and I know there's a scramble right now for some of the kids.
Well, I have a 15-year-old, so I know that,
there's that scramble.
Bright Futures, you have to have volunteer hours. So
this is a great opportunity.
Yeah. Volunteer is great. Military groups are great, especially if you have young military that are waiting for something, waiting to get to their station.
Maybe
ROTC groups,
that kind of thing.
Yeah, and school isn't out yet, so... We definitely can use all of those. I know we've had the Tate baseball team. We've had a football team before. We've had several different groups throughout the years.
Well, I wanted to help you out because I'm thinking this through all about the muscle.
Muscle, especially putting in the car. That's where we need definite muscle.
Yes. Okay. Because I'm assuming, too, a lot of the families are not able to do that themselves.
No. And probably. It's a drive-through.
Oh, so that's right. You don't want them getting out of the car.
Yeah, that's why we say it's a Chick-fil-A of food distributions because we literally pull up. We have somebody stop here,
efficient.
Load up the car, and
love it.
Yeah.
And if they wanted to volunteer and come out, what time? If they want to help, like
at least by 6 a.m. at the latest.
Okay.
If you can come earlier, even better. So anytime between 5 and 6 a.m. And we're usually done. We get them done pretty quick. So clean up and everything, we're usually the latest we'd be there is 11.
Okay.
So even if you can come for an hour.
Okay. And someone was just asking, are there income requirements to receive? There are no requirements. Anyone is welcome. Mm-hmm. Any county, any income level. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Okay, this is the food distribution event this Saturday, May 16th, Marcus Point Baptist Church. Take advantage of this great opportunity. We'll be back in just a couple minutes on Pep Talk. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Jennifer Harrison is here talking about a great event this Saturday, really important, being sponsored by Representative Michelle Salzman in partnership with Feeding the Gulf Coast. Jennifer Harrison, the event coordinator, and I'm just going to throw this at the end, extraordinaire.
Sure, I'll take it.
This woman is at just about every event I ever go to, and she has some role, or at least, at the very least, is cheerleading. So why don't you give the details one more time in case somebody's just joined us on the way to lunch today.
So we are doing a food distribution this Saturday, May 16th, at Marcus Point Baptist Church. We will start running cars through at 7:30, but get there early if you need the food. Get there as early as you possibly can. Turn your car off, take a nap until we get going. If you want to volunteer or donate, you can reach me at 850-324-2744. And I can get you connected. Plan on being there at 6 o'clock a.m. or earlier so we can get started with all of our volunteer duties to get these boxes full and ready to be loaded.
Okay. And, you know, remember, too, that there's no requirements for this. So if you just joined us, you don't have to live in a particular county. You don't have to have a certain income level or anything like that. These are people, no matter what your circumstances are, if your family is hungry and you're having some food issues, this is a great event to take advantage of and get the help. And it's going to be healthy food. They're having Feeding the Gulf Coast. It's going to be providing produce, which right now is very expensive. Mm-hmm. So you can come out and get a box full of food, which could help your family for a couple of weeks even, just depending.
Yeah.
So really, it's a great, great thing that y'all are doing.
Yeah.
And do this more than once.
Helping where we can.
Okay. 30,000 pounds of food. That's a lot of food to give away. Take advantage of it. That day, time, everything. One more time.
May 16th, this Saturday, 7:30 a.m. is when we'll get started with the cars. But get there early if you want to get lined up for food.
All right. Thank you so much. Jennifer Harrison is here on behalf of Representative Michelle Salzman. We appreciate all that you do, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.